Those of us that have the opportunity to go bass fishing really realize how much of a passion and lifestyle it can be. And with me today is Roy Randolph. And Roy, you've got a new website, and you're doing some things. You love this sport as much as anybody does, but you've got a new website, and it's pretty unique.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about history and what makes this different. I know you've got a passion for the sport. You fish a lot of events, some of those kind of things. But what makes FishingPixels.com different?
Well, it's a very unique site. It's focused on the fishing industry and the outdoors, and it gives advertisers a spot that they can really get their product out there. Search engines love links, and this site has all kinds of them, besides what I hope they think is a good cause.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, I think we probably have not let everybody in on the fact that you are a paraplegic.
Yes,
and,
I am.
But you still bass fish.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I love it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, what makes this different? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, basically what I'm trying to do is, well, let me say that life on Social Security doesn't fit into the bass fishing realm there. This is an expensive sport. And I'm trying to make some money so I can get back into fishing tournaments.
Now, you've fished tournaments in the past.
I have fished club tournaments. I have fished a couple local opens. I fished a BFL, finished 18th, actually.
So you went out there and you competed and you were able to do well, and now what you're trying to do is to turn that into a money-making deal so you can stay out there and fish, right?
Exactly right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, number one, the fact that, you know, I think most of us that are able-bodied and can get around very easily, you know, the difference between somebody that may be confined to a wheelchair or whatever and some of the things that may be challenges for you.
You have to look at the boat totally different. You can't leave things laying on the deck or anything because I physically have to scoot across the deck. So you got to watch out for, you know, the rogue lure laying around somewhere with a hook, you know. You have to have a trolling motor that you can work, either a hand-controlled or one of the remote-controlled ones.
Right, so you're using your hands, basically your arms, to do the things you would do with your feet.
And everything with your hands, oh yeah.
Well, you know, I guess it's one of those things where, you know, until you've been through it, you really wouldn't understand. But, you know, in reality, a lot of the things like from jumping from the driver's seat to the front deck to be able to start working, getting that trolling motor so you can use it, some of those kind of things, those are things that may be a little bit more difficult for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You've got to take in consideration what's laying on the floor, what's laying on the deck, what your partner has brought as far as his tackle box and things like that. You've got to look out for those things.
Well, you know, it's pretty unique. You and I had the opportunity to talk when we were setting this radio interview up, and one of the things you said is that you don't even take your chair with you when you go in the bass boat. You like having that freedom and not having that with you.
It actually would be a hindrance to take it with me. I can't move around the boat as easily with the chair. It'd be too easy to fall out of the boat when I'm in the chair. So. Yeah, leaving the chair at the launch is a lot easier.
Well, you know, when you look at this thing and you look at, there's all kinds of sportsmen out there. I have an opportunity to know a gentleman by the name of Jerry Daniels who basically got involved with the PVA very, very early stages. And he's also a paraplegic. He also is confined to a wheelchair. And what he does, he goes deer hunting, has invented a tree stand that he uses. I mean, it's just amazing some of the things that you guys have been able to equip your boats the proper way. Boats really aren't made for guys that don't have use of their legs, do they?
No, it's not. You really got to work at it.
One of the things you'd like to do, of course, with this website is being able to go back out, purchase a boat, and some of the things you'd like to have. But what makes the setup on your boat different? Tell me about some of the things you'd like to have on your boat that might be different than an average guy would have that has use of his legs.
Well, I would definitely need a trolling motor that I can use. Most of your bass boats, that trolling motor sits way out front, so if it's a hand-controlled one, you'd have to have a really long handle on it or one of these new remote-controlled units that the different manufacturers have. The other thing is I'd like to have the front deck extended all the way back so I can jump from the bench seat to the front deck real easy. That's a big leap if you don't have that extension deck on there.
So in other words, we want to be able just to slide down into that driver's seat, slide back up on the front deck, and go fishing, right?
You betcha.
Well, let's talk about, now you're located in Michigan. You also are, I guess, me being from Illinois, we talk about being cold all the time here, but you've generated this. It started, I think, the 17th of November. You started your website.
Exactly.
And how's business going right now for you?
It is actually doing rather well. slowly picking up. It's one of those snowball effects. As it goes on and I get more and more companies getting involved with this, it just picks up speed.
Well, you know, one of the things about Michigan, and I guess I better start talking about them in favorable terms from bass fishing perspective. You know, you look at a lot of the pros out there that are making big waves. Of course, Kevin Van Dam is from Kalamazoo, but Mark Zona, you know, Kevin Vida, Art Ferguson, a lot of the big name pros that are out there now, they're all from Michigan, and they all do very, very well out on the pro tours.
And that's something we fish a little different up here.
Well, you've got a lot of fisheries. You've got a lot of places to go fishing. And as you mentioned, the BFL now, were you fishing the Michigan Division? What were you fishing there?
Yes, I fished the Michigan Division, and I actually, when I finished 18th, was out of the Detroit River.
So you're up there catching those big smallies.
Smallies up here are just phenomenal.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the goals, some of the aspirations. I mean, you've got Fishing Pixels going. You've got an opportunity for people to come in and buy advertising. And it's a very unique way you've got that set up. You can buy it by the pixel, right?
Exactly right. 10 cents a pixel. You can buy as many as you want and place your ad anywhere on the homepage. We link it to your site. We have several other links that we'll put up there for you. When they mouse over the image, there's some alternate text that you can put in there. Some catchy phrase that will get the viewer to actually go and visit your site.
I guess one thing that comes to mind for me, you know, of course I don't think anything different, you know, knowing Jerry and knowing what he's doing and some of those kind of things, you don't think anything different being, you know, the fact that you're handicapped, you know, it really doesn't play with a lot of people because you look at it and you say, hey, you know, this guy's been able to, you know, do the things he needs to do to fish and those kind of things. And you guys have adapted so well. But are there other handicapped anglers now that have contacted you and said, hey, man, what a great idea and some of that?
I'm getting a lot of emails from a lot of organizations that do get involved with that. Fishing Boundaries, there's several. I just got an email from another fellow that's got 4 different organizations that help the handicapped as far as hunting, fishing, any outdoor activities. And I love it. Any chance I can get to, you know, make people aware of how many people there actually are out there that are disabled and get into these sports.
Well, and love them and make it a lifestyle thing as much as anybody that does that can get around better. You know, I think it's funny that, you know, we sometimes think, well, a guy, you know, that's in a wheelchair, he probably can't fish or hunt or do anything like that. But it's absolutely opposite of that. You like it just as much as anybody else, right?
Exactly right. It's amazing what disabled people, I mean, skiers, downhill skiers. It's amazing what some of these guys will do.
Well, you know, and it's an inspiration to the rest of us. You know, those days of complaining about your leg hurting or your knee hurting or your shoulder or back, they kind of go away, don't they?
Oh, exactly. Well, even myself, I look at an angler such as Clay Dyer, and I start thinking, you know, I got nothing to complain about. Plain right. And simple. This guy, he puts it out there.
Yeah, and he's an inspiration to all of us. Clay Dyer, of course, is a gentleman that was born with limited usage, has no legs and very limited usage of arms and that kind of stuff. And he's out there tying knots with his tongue and everything else. This guy's amazing. Well, Roy, what can we look forward to? I know you've got some things you're doing with the website, and it is at fishingpixels.com for those folks that want to go out there and take a look at it. And tell me about what you've got kind of planned for the future.
All right, well, the site has a blog on it that I keep posting on it. Right now it's a little slow. I'm talking more about the website than anything else because I'm stuck in a house. I'm looking out the window, and it's all white, and it's all ugly. So I'm not going anywhere right now. But as the season progresses, I'm hoping that I'll have enough money by then to purchase a boat. And once I get out fishing, I'm going to start posting more stories about the fishing, stories about the tournaments that I've fished, and hopefully about some of the tournaments I've finished in the money with, at least.
Well, that'll be great, and we'll continue to be clued in. One thing I do want to mention is that if you want to get a hold of Roy, you can get him at royrandolph@fishingpixels.com and send him an email and see what's going on in your neck of the woods. And, Roy, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Oh, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
It looks like good things ahead for Roy Randolph and fishingpixels.com. This is Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.